The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I am the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 905 on the flagship station for all of Salem Media, Friday, April 12th. It is. Dr. Sebastian Gorka has millions of listeners and viewers every single day. 3 p.m. right here on AM 970. The Answer. You'll be able to hear Dr. Gorka. Kind enough to start his day with us in the morning on the radio. Thank you, Doc, for joining us, Seb Gorka. We appreciate it very much, my friend.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Good morning, guys.
Hey, you know what's great is you with John Voight. How great is John Voight? We've been blessed to have John come on regularly, and I saw a great picture of you and John Voight at Mar-a-Lago. What a decent fella, Seb, huh? I mean, that was great to see you, and he came on your show, and a guy with a pure heart, and actually just speaking the truth, right?
Well, it was so. I've had him on the show. We do movie reviews every Friday, and we did Deliverance, and he was like the surprise guest. And it was. I've never met him in person, and there I am. I'm at Mar-a-Lago for the Truth Social celebration on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then there's like, and I suddenly I'm walking around the pool waiting for the president, and suddenly I see him, and I'm like, I fanboy out, right? I bust into his circle. I want to get a selfie. And you know the shocking thing is, he tells me how much a fan he is of me. That's when you don't know how to react. You say, "Hang on, this is John Voight. He's a flipping legend."
And
the worst thing of all, I send the photograph to my kids, and they say, "Did you tell him how much we like National Treasure?" And I said, "I completely forgot."
Yeah, it's always a film. It was great. And what an actor. Oh, my me, what a great actor
he is.
What a
patriot.
That was so good. So I appreciate that because I just like when he stays measured like that and he does those little speeches online. And yet he's still working in Hollywood. That is amazing about John.
So we had to wait. So the president didn't arrive till about 10 o'clock because he was coming from Atlanta and then Orlando. He was delayed because he did the whole Chick-fil-A thing. So John Voight was, I don't know how old he is, but he's so, erect.
He
stood with us outside the pool for about 3 hours waiting for the president.
Wow. It interesting like that. Hey, Seb, if I may, Dr. Gorka, walk me through this, please, because I like the guy Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. I see him. I seem to like him. I wasn't crazy about Kevin McCarthy, but a whole nother thing. Kevin McCarthy may end up being the chief of staff. I understand. But with Mike Johnson, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene goes after Mike Johnson, and it's time to unite. And I see people who were always on the fence with Donald Trump. They're saying, look, we have no choice at this point. We got to step on board with Donald Trump. So now this is amazing. And I wanted to hear your political take on this, Dr. Gorka, if you would, sir, is how Donald Trump went from whatever happened in 2020 happened. So now he's like out of the political scene. They go after him. One indictment, count up to 91 indictments. They go after him. They go and he just defrays every single one of them. Now they go after him and they won't stop. Now, little by little, he takes over the Republican Party. Then he's nominated as the nominee for the President of the United States again to come back. Now the Speaker of the House, where after a Marjorie Taylor Greene going to try to take Mike Johnson out, who is brokering this deal is Donald Trump. The power that he has garnered. And this is, by the way, people listen, Seb, and they hate Trump. They're on the border. This is an objective overview. How does Donald Trump pull that off? He's got Mike Johnson at the House, Speaker of the House with him doing a press conference, and that's today, Dr. Gorka, correct?
Yeah, it is. Look, Kevin McCarthy better not be the chief of staff in the second Trump administration. That guy is scum. I played the video of him yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Saying, "Well, I didn't break my promises. I didn't get fired because I break my promises. I got fired as speaker because Matt Gaetz had sex with a 17-year-old."
He did say that.
What kind of filth? Kevin McCarthy better not go anywhere near the White House for the next 4 years, if God willing we win. Look, when it comes to the president being, look at the primaries. I mean, the president mentioned this during his speech at Mar-a-Lago. Look at the numbers.
Yeah.
He has broken, think of this, New Hampshire, a state I love dearly and where I spend my summers. New Hampshire, not MAGA country, okay? Sadly, it's, you know, the hippies have invaded. He beats the record of any primary held by Bernie Sanders. He's had more votes in the primaries that aren't finished. He had more votes as of a month ago than the whole number of primary votes cast for him in 2016. That's why. It's because of him, but mostly, Joe, it's because of us. It's because America has spoken. You look at the figures. He's now got 55% of the Hispanic vote. He's got 20, potentially pushing 30% of the black vote in America. That's why it's his party and Americans are speaking. They want President Trump back. And it's not party. It's very clear. Think about it. What was the economy like? What was the price of gas? What was the world like? For 4 years, we were told, oh, he's a warmonger. He's going to start World War III. For 4 years, there were no new wars when we were in the White House.
Yeah, so good. I'm looking at your Twitter feed about Donald Trump giving you a shout out like this. Hey, look at you, though, if I may, Seb. I think we know each other personally enough that I could be honest with you like this. 1.5 million followers on X, and then 1 million views in the last 6 days on your epic performance that I think should make you the next James Bond, by the way. Just that performance at Oxford. I'm telling you, it was perfect. It was London. It was the whole thing. Did any offers yet? Can you break any news here on the show?
Everybody says I should be the next Bond villain. If you want me to be Bond,
no.
I'll do it. But Daniel Craig killed the franchise. Barbara Broccoli has gone completely woke. I mean, seriously, you killed James Bond. I mean, what would your father, what would Cubby Broccoli think? What would Harry Saltzman think? What would Ian Fleming think? The most successful franchise in history, and you kill him with some woke movie? It's so disappointing. But back to the president, that
yes,
shout out.
Yeah.
So he sees me in the crowd and he gives me the shout out and he says, they said, man, that guy is loyal. Now think about that for a second. He doesn't have to say that, right? There's lots of people there. Lots of, you know, Larry Elder was there, lots of people. Yeah. And why does he do that? Because he means it. That's Donald Trump.
Yeah, so, and where would Seb Gorka lie, if we may, sir? Me prodding here, if I may, on my duty as the morning guy here on the radio show. Where do you end up in the administration? I'm telling you, on this show, and I know you feel the same way, I talk to so many people, and I think we're building the next Trump cabinet. Where does Seb Gorka lie in that regard, sir, if I may ask, respectfully?
Well, look, that's up to the president. He said he wants me back if God willing we win. You know, obviously, national security is my career for the last 30 years, but you know, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
But my biggest concern, it's not exciting, it's boring, but it's more important than any other job, I think, outside of the Oval, is personnel, because we can't have traitors in the building. We can't have the likes of John Kelly, John Bolton. We can't have traitors inside the building. I mean, think about what Bolton just said. I mean, what a skeezer. He on CNN, he says, yeah, on 2020, I wrote in Dick Cheney's name on the ballot, and I'm going to do that again in November. What, Dick Cheney? He's not even running, you sad sack of human excrement. I mean, these are the people who cannot be allowed in the building. So wherever the president needs me, but, you know, those are the two obvious choices.
And Dr. Gorka, we'll let you go. I know you have a busy day. Congratulations. Tell us about your wife taking over the GOP in Fairfax County. Congratulations. That's, you said, that's the way you make the move. That's the way you take back the country. Moves like that, sir. Tell us about it, please.
Yeah, my wife, who for like a decade I've been saying you need to get in politics because your demeanor is much better than mine, and she said, "Are you nuts? Politics is disgusting," you know, because she's sane. And then when they had a drag queen story hour 3 years ago at our local community center, she said, "That's it." She got involved. She ran for the board of that, lost, ran again, and won. Then she became the chief election officer for our district, and then on Saturday, by 40 points, she smoked the opposition, became the chair of the biggest county in Virginia, 1.2 million people. She is the chair of the GOP, and we're going to turn things around because they stole our country county by county. We need to take it back. So the woman who hated politics has now made her husband the first GOP gentleman of Fairfax County.
Well done, and we congratulate her on that, and you as well, Dr. Gorka. Seb, thanks so much. God bless, Godspeed. Come back soon. Have a great weekend, my friend.
God bless you and the listeners. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. You know, it's interesting, too. I think it's so funny. When I was a Democrat, Essex County Democrat in Jersey, right, about all those years ago, and then I would blindly vote Democrat, and then I never think I'd be speaking to someone like Dr. Gorka, you know, a Republican supporting the President Trump full on. Or I never thought at that time, years ago, I went on Mike Gallagher show. The Mike comes up in about an hour. And I never thought, but when you talk and you sit and with these gentlemen, whether it's Dr. Sebastian Gorka, or certainly Mike Gallagher, and then you see, they're all just decent Americans that just want the country. Now, he's too severe, this too. No, it's like because, and even when I talk on the other end, when I talk to people who give millions of dollars to Biden, millions of dollars, big Wall Street people, they're nice people, you know? It's just a matter of seeing the light. So here I am. Understanding criticism, trying to be right in the middle, certainly center, right of center, you know, believing in this country, one nation under God. I believe we are one nation under God. My faith is strong. I believe in family. I believe in the mistakes I made, and I try to do better and always try to repent on the air. I think that's what this whole radio journey is about. But the point is to put the hate aside and just put before you what is best for your family, what is best for this country. That it's as simple as that. Where were we then? Where are we now? And you can't, and I don't care if you're the most diehard Dem, and like I was, diehard Dem, man, and you couldn't even think about it. Look where we are now. It's not just inflation. It's not just gas prices. It's not just me paying a fortune at ShopRite. Like before, I could get away with a week's of groceries. It's two, three times more than it was. Because now what this administration is doing, you just pay off all the student loans, not mine, but all the student loans, you know, they're going to pay off all that. That causes nothing but drastic inflation, which makes everything so incredibly expensive. And giving away the money. And you think about when I talk about the IRS, I could see it's more aggressive now than it was because when the Democrats get in, all they want to do is take your money away. You heard Grover Norquist talk about it. So where were we then? Put the personalities aside and where are we now? That's why I say to folks on the fence. That's why I say to folks in the suburbs. That's why I say to folks, look, if you're voting Democrat your whole life and whether you're, in an at-risk community, you need to make a change. You need to have somebody come in there. I'm trying to be as amicable and pragmatic as I can. And I understand the hate and I don't understand the hate, but I understand the criticisms. Okay. Let me reframe that. I understand the misunderstanding and I understand the criticisms. I understand it, but man, I'll tell you what, we are in. This is a tenuous, tenuous time. So we appreciate when folks like Dr. Gorka take the time with us. All right. Alan Dershowitz is going to jump on the air with us in a moment. He, again, was part of the dream team of the whole OJ fiasco all those years ago. And he's taken time to chat with us this morning. Miranda Devine as well. So we have a full hour. You're always welcome at 877-970-2999. And give us a call. Debbie Duhame's on the roads. You know, the rain's coming and going, but when it's coming down, it is coming down. So please be careful. It's a Friday. That means traffic. I'm supposed to head over to Midtown today to do a Fox hit tonight. But you know what? It takes, it'll take hours to get through New York. But I don't know why when it rains, right, Deb? It's just like, boom, that's it, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once it rains, it's always a little bit tough on the roads. That's for sure. I don't know
so
why, but it's
be
true.
Be careful out there. Debbie's got you covered. 919 on the radio. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. And right now, if you're heading into town, let's see how it looks at the inbound George Washington Bridge. Moving fine at the inbound GWB, outbound lower-level construction. That's causing some volume on the Cross Bronx West into the outbound George. Inbound Lincoln looks fine. Holland about 20 minutes in. Watch for some slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway South by the Barnegat Tolls with a crash. 80 eastbound local lanes exit 47A. It's an accident still being cleared. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic over on the FDR Drive South down through the area of the 70s. Traffic building on the westbound Bruckner in toward the Hunts Point drawbridge. Expect slowdowns on the Grand Central Parkway west out by LaGuardia heading to the airports. Check in with your airline. Over on the Van Wyck northbound, that's bumper to bumper now, getting up and out toward the area of the Jackie Robinson. Looks like some police department activity. Westbound BQE heavy by the Williamsburg Bridge. Eastbound Gowanus heavy through the Prospect. Eastbound side of the belt slowing down out by Bay 8th Street. Alternate side parking rules are in effect over on 17 in Harriman, closed with an accident being cleared. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. I love telling you about Relief Factor because I want to get you out of pain. I think you can. It's very simply. Here it is. Here it is. For $19.95, you get the three-week quick start kit from Relief Factor, and it's a feel-better, your money-back guarantee. So if it doesn't work for you, you're taking it. You tried 3 weeks. Doesn't work. You know what? You get your money back. You get your money back. In the meantime, if you're like the million people who have tried Relief Factor and that quick start kit, nearly, and you're going to be like the 70%, I think you will be, of people who go on to order it again, you'll be out of pain. Just think about that. Out of pain. Out and about. 100% drug free, not like pills that mask your pain. For a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation with omega-3s, with turmeric, with resveratrol, whether it's neck pain, back pain, joint pain, any muscle pain, all of the above, Relief Factor, we think, can help you feel better. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. All right, fair enough? Fair enough. 800, the number 4, the word relief. It's 800-4-RELIEF. You could talk to a human being at Relief Factor and ask, look, I heard you on Joe Piscopo's show. What can you do? How do I do this? And it's going to be, I think, the way to, your journey to get out of pain. And so you can embrace springtime and you'll be really on your own this summer. That's what we hope for. That's what we pray for. 800-4-RELIEF or again, relieffactor.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees another cover-up.
Merrick Garland is refusing to release the audio of Special Counsel Robert Hur's deposition of Joe Biden on the illegally held classified documents that he kept for decades in his garage. You know, the one where he couldn't remember what year his son died or when he was vice president. Refusing to release.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Esko Truck and Equipment. They can help with all your equipment needs, whether it's purchase, lease, rent the right machine to improve your business. They got it all at Esko. They provide a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapack, Chicago Pneumatic, handheld power tools from Steel, Esco Parts can stock an extensive inventory and retrieve parts quickly to minimize your downtime. If you break down in the field and need a part, Esco certified technicians will come to you on site to get you back to work quickly. Esco is there for you every step of the way with regular maintenance, inspection, service, and repair. Serving New York and New Jersey, you take it from me, Joe P. You call Joe E., Joe Eugenio, at 718-504-2600. 718-504-2600. Or go online, please, to EscoEquipment.com. It's E-S-S-C-O Equipment.com. Esco Truck and Equipment is a DeFazio company.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 9:24 in the morning on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. Streaming worldwide these days. Alan Dershowitz was part of the dream team. Part of that dream team, that O.J. Simpson dream team. Alan Dershowitz, he was a kid. He's still a kid at heart and kind enough to join us in the morning. Professor Avi, welcome back to the show, sir.
Yeah, I was sad to hear about O.J.'s death. You know, I got to know him quite well over the two-year period I represented him, but so as I said last night when somebody asked me, if I had been called by the Goldman family or the Brown family and asked to represent them, yeah, I would have done it. You know, you're a lawyer and you represent the person who calls you who needs a lawyer. I was very sympathetic to the Goldman and Brown family. They did a great job in standing up for the memories of their murdered relatives. But the legal system requires that when you're charged with a serious crime, and I first took the O.J. case, he was charged, he was a capital case. He was facing the death penalty. And so, obviously, I agreed to take the case. And we didn't win the case. The prosecution lost it. They did everything wrong from the beginning. They picked the wrong jury. They picked the wrong location to try the case. They tampered with one item of evidence, a sock, which Officer Van Adder poured blood onto in order to frame somebody he believed was guilty, who he thought might get away with it. But he didn't understand that the blood that he poured from the test tube had a telltale chemical in it called EDTA, which isn't found in the human body. It's a blood thinner that's used to decoagulate the blood in the test tube. And so we caught him with his pants down, and we also proved through blood splatter evidence that the blood was put on the sock when it was lying flat, not when it was being worn during a murder. So, you know, we did our job. They did their job. I was sitting literally a couple of feet away from O.J. when he went in front of the jury and tried to put on the glove and said to them, "It's too small. It's too small." Yeah. And that was a big moment at the trial, yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine that you were there. Walk us through, if you would, Professor, the madness of the media at the time. Getting into the courthouse. Not since has it been crazy like that. Walk us through that, please, Avi.
Well, you know, you try to walk into the courthouse, and the lawyers had to be protected. Now, I was very pissed at Johnny Cochran because he used Farrakhan people to protect him. And I said I would have nothing to do with that. I wouldn't be associated with any Farrakhan person. I'd rather take my chances. But he had a Farrakhan group of these people with bow ties protecting him. But everywhere you walked, you were surrounded by media. And, you know, when came time for closing argument, people on one side were yelling, "If it doesn't fit, you can't acquit."
Yeah,
and
yeah,
people on the other side were yelling, "If you acquit, you're full of..." I'll let you fill in the word.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, it was a giant media event, but also a big educational event. The vast majority of people had never seen a trial before, and they saw this trial for months on television every day.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was like a legal education.
Yeah.
And some of the people who are now household names were obviously directing the media coverage of the case. Greta Van Susteren, for example, became well known.
Yeah, right.
She was I think the CNN person who did the trial, and there was an interesting poll. It showed that people who watched the trial were less surprised at the outcome than people who didn't watch it. You know, most people were surprised that there was an acquittal. I was surprised. I thought There might be a hung jury. There might be a conviction. There might be an acquittal. But I was far less surprised because I was there. I wasn't there all the time, but I was there some of the times, and I argued some of the important motions in the case. And it, you know, it was an interesting matter for me. I had been in high profile cases before. I have represented, obviously, Klaus von Bülow. I had represented Harry Reams. I had represented Pentagon Papers. So I was used to high profile cases, but there was nothing like this. And it was very divisive because people came up to you and either, in one case, somebody spit at me yelling, "Why am I defending this guy?" Others hugged me, mostly black people hugged me. But that was nothing compared to what happened 25 years later when I represented Donald Trump. When I represented Donald Trump, people stopped talking to me. Friends stopped talking to me. Americans don't understand that the job of the lawyer is to defend his client. And under the Sixth Amendment, that's a very important thing to do. If you don't want lawyers defending people like O.J. Simpson or Donald Trump, move to Iran. They have no problems there. Nobody's allowed to have a lawyer there or in Cuba or in Russia or in China.
Yeah, it's so true. And Avi, we got to let you go. I know everybody's calling you today, but and we appreciate your time. But before we let you go, you're one-on-one with O.J. Simpson. You're one-on-one with the guy, with the man himself. And, again, your feelings that he has passed away. But you must have had one-on-one with him in or outside the courtroom.
I have plenty of one-on-ones with him. The most important one was right after the glove situation. I said to him, "I know Effie Bailey wants you to testify, but you shouldn't testify. You've already had your say in front of the jury. You told them it was too small, and you weren't subject to cross-examination." And I persuaded him, along with others, not to testify. And I think that made all the difference, because in the civil trial, he did testify, and he was found liable.
On
essentially the same evidence. So that one-on-one was an important one.
Alan, thank you so much. We got to let you go and have a great day. I know everybody's calling you, Professor. We appreciate you. Thanks for the time, sir. Thank you.
You always come first. Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Avi. Avi Dershowitz right there, Professor Dershowitz. Yeah, you forget. And if you're younger, you're listening to OJ. It was nuts. I always say it brought in the era of TMI, too much information. Oh, watching this whole thing, but really a horror on all fronts. And you think about Ron Goldman, this kid, and Nicole Brown Simpson, and just, oh, my Lord, just how horrible it was. So, and now O.J. passes away. He could have had what a legacy, you know, as an athlete alone, not to mention as one of the nice guys with that million-dollar smile, always pleasant like that. Oh, goodness gracious, a real tragedy. Hey, talking about O.J. Simpson passing away at 76. 6 years old. Miranda Devine is going to join us, columnist for the New York Post, author of Laptop from Hell, and she has a topic in the Post. Woke Dems have lied about transgender suicide, but there is hope. Miranda Devine coming up. Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 932. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The third annual Jackie Robinson Festival is this weekend. The city's Parks and Recreation Department says it'll take place Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. at Jackie Robinson Park at West 148th Street and Bradhurst Avenue. The free, family-friendly event commemorates the legacy of the famed baseball player who broke the Major League Baseball color barrier back in 1947, including his passions for sports and recreation, jazz, and the Harlem community. There'll be sports clinics, games, animal adoption, art, live music, and much more. Princeton University held its first ever artificial intelligence summit on Thursday. Leaders from all over the region were in one building to discuss the future of AI and its role in workforce development. The event, put on in partnership with Princeton, Governor Murphy, and the New Jersey Economic Development Authority as they work to develop an AI hub at the institution. The event comes just days after the group put out a request for information regarding the project. In sports, Devils beat the Maple Leafs 6-5, but they've been eliminated from postseason play. Rangers have dropped back-to-back games. They fell to the Flyers 4-1. Islanders remaining red-hot. They've extended their winning streak to 6 games. They beat the Canadiens in overtime by the final of 3-2. It was the Knicks over the Celtics 118-109, and the Mets, they blew out the Braves in Atlanta by the final of 16-4. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Altered inside parking rules are in effect. Expect some delays right now on the PATH trains. It looks like Newark to World Trade. We're seeing some delays. That's all due to some switching issues. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic right now as you take a ride over to the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens. We're getting reports of an accident there. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly as you head over to the Van Wyck North, getting up toward Atlantic Ave. Eastbound BQE heavy through Atlantic Ave. Westbound BQE slowing down by the Williamsburg Bridge. Over in Newburgh on 17K, right by Wisner Avenue, it's a broken water main. Also on 17 in Harriman, that's closed with a bad accident by South Main Street. 207 flooding between New Windsor and Newburgh. Garden State Parkway South bunching up into the Barnegat Tolls with a crash. 80 eastbound exit 47A in Parsippany. Accident investigation, it's over in the right lane. It looks like some periods of rain today with a high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. Grow your savings with their great CD specials. Visit unitybank.com to find out more. Unity Bank is also a great place to work. As Unity Bank President and CEO James Hughes says, the people make Unity Bank a great place to work. We give our employees an opportunity to grow. At Unity Bank, there are no excess layers of bureaucracy as found at Goliath-sized banks. All employees have full access to management with encouragement to make decisions and grow their careers. Visit unitybank.com. That's unitybank.com for current CD and savings specials. They are FDIC insured, an equal opportunity employer, and an equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist. Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer. Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Hey, Joe on the radio, how you doing? You know, who is there for heroes, families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? Who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engages people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings, and we invite you May 11th, I believe the date is, at Gold Coast Cadillac with Bill Camastro in Oakhurst, New Jersey. I'm going to be down there, and we're going to raise money. They have a great, the display of Cadillacs like you've never seen before at Gold Coast, and that is for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute, by the way, is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes directly to its programs. That is an unheard of percentage for a nonprofit agency. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Please donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's all we ask. $11. T, the number 2, and then T.org. And if you're considering it, if you're part of the Tunnel to Towers family, I always tell you, God bless you.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970, The Answer, with Al Gattulo and Joey Sebelia. And, yeah, I'm supposed to, I guess, go to I always wait. Let me see what my, looking on my text is here. Okay, nothing. Sometimes there's a news breaking on Fox. And, but I'm supposed to be on tonight with Rachel Campos Duffy. And that would be on Laura Ingraham's show tonight at 7 o'clock. So we'll let you know. But if you don't see me there, then something broke. That's bigger, certainly, than me. Miranda Devine, columnist for the New York Post, author of Laptop from Hell, taking the time to join us this morning. Miranda, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning?
Thanks so much, Joe. Good to be with you.
Well, we always appreciate you speaking the truth and writing about it. And transgender suicide. The Dems have lied about it. This is your piece that we're putting out on X again, re-Xing, as we say, Miranda. So, but there is hope. Tell us about this, please, Miranda.
Well, I think it would be hard not to notice that Joe Biden has decided that he's going to become a champion of what he calls transgender children. And, you know, that is just such a malign concept. The idea that children, you know, parents are now looking at children who are toddlers and saying, oh, they have to decide what gender they are and that their sex is assigned at birth by a doctor. It's not innate. This kind of mythology is really damaging a lot of children and causing a lot of mental health issues, a lot of vulnerabilities, and that is being understood overseas. We've seen just this week an incredible report that was 4 years in the making by a leading pediatrician in the UK saying that no child should be getting cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers before the age of 18, and maybe you should look at it very carefully before 25, because the brain is still forming at that stage, and a lot of these kids have got other problems. They're autistic, or they're mentally have mental health issues, or they're victims of trauma or abuse, so the worst thing you can do for them, instead of treating those underlying problems, is to tell them that they were born in the wrong body and that they should go and have hormones and ultimately get put on the path to having surgical mutilation, to having, you know, their breasts chopped off and so on. And so this is happening to children in America at this stage, and Joe Biden has been sicking the Justice Department and the CDC and whatever agencies he can onto those basically red states like Florida, like Texas, that have said, no, we're not doing this. We're going to outlaw these kind of procedures on children. And, you know, this is being called bigotry and so on. It's ridiculous. And so we saw the other day very sad story, a teenager calling themselves non-binary, called Next Benedict, committed suicide. And this was seized on by Joe Biden and his wife in a statement saying how heartbroken they were and saying that non-binary and transgender people are bullied and acting as if this was a textbook case of anti-LGBT bullying. And the media got on the bandwagon, so did Nancy Pelosi. We must stand up against anti-trans hate, she said. But it wasn't true. The poor child had died of an overdose. It wasn't because of anything that happened at school. She suffered from a whole lot of mental health problems, bipolar disorder, depression, chronic marijuana use. And, you know, it's a pretty obvious reason for it. She had been sexually abused in the most disgusting way by her father from the age of 9 to 11. And he was put in jail. He just got out. Who knows what was going through that poor child's life. But, you know, talking about it as being some sort of trans child bullying is not right.
You know, you're speaking the truth, and you're speaking common sense. And you know what's interesting, Miranda Devine? We have no hate toward anybody. And you know what? If you're like me, brought up in the entertainment business, you know, you see people, you see everything, and there's no hate there. There's no hate. I mean, a guy's...
They like.
You know what? Put a dress on. I don't care. I've seen it before. I mean, guys or girls, no one cares. No one cares what your religion is, your sex is, what you're doing. No one cares, especially me coming out of the entertainment industry, starting at the Improvisation, 44th and 9th, Hell's Kitchen. Believe me, I have seen it all, you know? And it was shocking at the time, out of college, thinking, wow. But you get jaded, you know, and you don't care. Why? And there's such a small percentage of this. Why are they making, is it money? Is it the money that the doctors and the hospitals are making? Why is this a thing with the Democratic Party? When I was a Democrat, they cared about the people in stressed areas, the people at risk in the inner cities. They cared about the blue collar. Now we have no middle class. There's more black on black crime. That's the real pandemic in America. And they're more concerned with guys that can walk into a girl's locker room. This is mental. Is this not a mental illness in a way, Miranda Devine?
Well, it's certainly a mental illness on the part of the Democratic Party because, you know, when they go into the area of children, they have jumped the shark. When you start interfering with children and surgically mutilating them and giving them hormones that are life-altering and damaging and encouraging, you know, the media does this, the entertainment industry does this, encouraging children, young children, to go down this dangerous path when, you know, they can't really think for themselves. Children's brains aren't formed. And I just think it's reprehensible that the Democratic Party, and particularly Joe Biden and his wife, Jill Biden, are championing this. I guess they're just ignorant. I guess they don't really, you know, you would hope they don't mean harm to these children, but they don't care about them. They're just throwing them on the altar of political correctness and division because this is something, you know, that they can use to paint their opponents as bigots and homophobes and backwards socially. You know, I think this is what they're going to be running the campaign on. It's, you know, social issues from abortion to, you know, LGBT rights. But, you know, everyone's for that, but not when you impose it on children. Leave children alone.
Exactly
right. They can decide what they want to be. You know, and a lot of these so-called transgender kids they found in England where they've closed their big gender clinic because of all the abuses, they found a lot of these kids were actually would have just grown up to be gay. And this is like conversion therapy, gay conversion therapy, telling them they're trans and putting them on all these terrible drugs and surgeries. So leave the kids alone.
You are so good. I know we got to let you go, but you're so right on the money. What happened to being good old fashioned gay? What happened to that? What happened? There's like, I mean, you know, how much do we love the gay community, especially in New York? I mean, you're brought up, you have such respect and love for the gay community. It seems like, correct me if I'm wrong, Miranda Devine, the gay community is being hijacked by this movement that is hurting, I think, the gay movement in general. Yes?
I agree. I mean, it's just like BLM and Antifa hijacked the whole thing about racial equality. Yeah. You know, most black people didn't want to be involved in all of that.
Right. It's a great analogy. And before we let you go, you have another article about Dr. Jill Biden. You know, I mean, long story short, forgive me, you're listening to Miranda Devine and Joe Piscopo on the radio, but I saw Joe Biden not too long ago, and Dr. Jill was there. It's scary. It's scary because I was close to the guy that calls himself president and he could barely, it was the Secret Service that was moving him along. So now you're saying Jill's the one in charge. And I keep thinking, she's a Jersey girl. I think she's Italian. We want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but we're waiting for Dr. Jill to say, I know. We tried and it's time to put Joe out to pasture. But she likes this power and control, you're thinking, huh?
Well, she's the secret weapon of the campaign, we're told, and she's certainly doing a lot of flying around solo on Air Force One and doing campaign events and meeting dignitaries overseas and going to weddings solo. So it seems like instead of telling Joe to retire, she's decided she's going to step up and do the job herself.
Yeah, which, you know what? It happened, Woodrow, happened with Woodrow Wilson. I guess it could happen with Joe Biden. Miranda, great chat always. We always appreciate it. Thanks. And by the way, with Laptop from Hell, before we let you go, you saw it coming. They shut it down. All the social media, it was scary how that political election interference happened. Are you seeing anything that could possibly happen in 2024 in November, Miranda Devine?
Oh, 100%. You know, look what they're doing to Elon Musk. They're attacking him because he has the one free speech platform now. Now he's bought Twitter or X. We're going to see censorship like you haven't seen before.
I think
2020 is going to pale by comparison.
Wow, Miranda, great. Keep up the great work, Miranda. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Miranda Devine, right there, columnist for the New York Post, author of Laptop from Hell, and just great chat and a couple of articles we just retweeted out how about the trans thing. Feels so bad using children for political purposes and then mutilating them like that. And also, let me tell you this before we break: it's like when you say when you're coming up in the entertainment industry, you don't even think about drag. By the way, Dustin Hoffman and Tootsie, yeah, I mean, 100 years there's been guys in drag, and we love our drag queens. Who cares? I mean, really, enjoy yourself, have fun. But to go into read a storybook hour with young kindergarten and younger children in drag, it's like the equivalent of, I've told you this before, it just to be fair, with no animus or hate, again, it's the equivalent of me going into young kids and talking about marriage and talking about, you know, hey, how to be a hetero and to say, let me tell you something like that, you know, me talking, that's the equivalent of it. Leave the kids alone. Leave the kids out of it.
Oh, kid, hey, how you doing? You want to be a hetero? Come here. I'll show you. You go up to this chick over here, and you say, I mean, really?
It's the same thing. It's like if I took my mantra of you know,
forget the chocolate, forget the drink.
Hyper hetero, ultra hetero white male. And I went down, I went, all right, Geese, come on, we're going to talk about this a little bit. Let me tell you what you do. When you go up to somebody, you got to look right in their eyes, you know, and you got to tell, hey, I love you. You can't talk to kids like that.
Here's the thing.
It's the equivalent.
You open up the car door, you unlock it. You walk around the other side. If she doesn't unlock the car, that's it. She's no good.
She ain't going to be one of the great
ones. Life lesson, kid.
So, but when you get kids and you're going to talk to kids, don't put your lifestyle on the children. Leave it alone. I'll leave it alone. You should leave it alone. I mean, it's only fair. Oh, Deb, you can't make it up.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean? Just like that. Yeah. Hey, Deb, big weekend, doing anything special?
Relaxing. I am not sure. One of my friends wants me to go to a Trump rally in Pennsylvania. I said, I'm not sure if I could do that tomorrow night. I said, I don't know if I can drive 2 hours. She's like begging me to go with her. I said, let me see how the weekend shakes out, you know?
Let me know. It's not too far from my house out in the boondocks, I believe. I think he's out. He's pretty close.
I know.
When is it? Saturday night?
Saturday night, but she just saw it as a 2-hour drive or something.
Yeah, it's far. Sure. But. Well, listen, let me know, because you got a place if you want to crash or something. But I got to tell you, I'm a political junkie, whether it was a Biden rally with 4 people or Donald Trump with 40,000 people. It's something to see. Uh-huh. I tell you, sometimes you just want to observe it as a political observer.
Exactly.
It's extraordinary to see. Mm-hmm. Hey, 9:51, mm-hmm. and Deb's out there. Whatever you need, Deb, we're there for you like you're always there for us. Check in traffic on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. It's busy on the Cross Bronx West into the outbound George Washington Bridge. Outbound GWB lower level construction till 2:30. Let's go out to the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens. It's an accident. 17K close to Newburgh, out by 207. It's a broken water main. We're seeing delays right now over on 17 in Harriman with an ongoing accident investigation. Route 1 looks like you're closed in both directions by Ridge Road and South Brunswick. Fire department activity with the truck fire. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I'm betting that when you woke up this morning, you didn't have any worries when you went to your cereal cabinet and got the Cheerios out with the milk for the kids before they got off to school. And I'm a wagering man, but I bet that they had a nice, comfortable breakfast before they were sent off for the day. Sadly, that's not the case for a lot of children around the world. Here's Anitra Parmali from Food for the Poor to explain a little more how.
And I love that Mariah said, I give out of gratitude, not out of guilt. God has lavished you and your family with gifts, and we celebrate that. But we invite you to share that resource that he's given you. We're talking about mothers who woke up this morning begging God for a single meal for their children. We're talking about 17 of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Mothers like those that Kevin and I have met, that when they hear their children are going to eat for a year, fall to their knees, throwing up their hands in gratitude and joy because suddenly the boulder of terror has rolled off their hearts and their minds. Suddenly they can pray something other than, God, please don't let my child pass away.
Imagine having to even think that prayer, much less pray it. And yet that is the reality of families in Haiti, Guatemala, Honduras, throughout Latin and South America, Central America. It is incredibly important that we help these 325 children that are on this list. Here's how we help. 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673. Or you can go to am970theanswer.com, click the button at the top of the page, and give a gift. Be as generous as you can. Or just call that number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Very windy today with occasional showers through midday, a break in the early afternoon, and then another shower around late this afternoon into the evening. High temperature gets to 64, still a shower or two overnight, a low of 48, and then we're going to still be looking at spotty showers around tomorrow, otherwise clouds, occasional sunshine, a high of 55. Heading into Sunday, sunshine mixes with clouds, showers late in the day, high 66. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Joe on the radio. Thanks, Jeff. Let me tell you about Ion Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Tomorrow is Saturday, right? And you can listen to Ion Real Estate Saturday mornings with Dottie Herman and Lucas Ferrara as well. And it's 10 o'clock Eastern, am970theanswer.com, heard all around the world, really. We stream worldwide these days. It's actually really, really cool. So it doesn't matter if you know real estate, you don't know real estate, whatever it is, you need to listen to Dottie Herman. So you're going to go out and you're going to look at property, right? If you can afford it, right? You got to call Dottie. You should listen to the show. She's the vice chair of Douglas Elliman. She knows what she's talking about. Can you afford the real estate? Do you rent? Do you buy? What are the mortgage rates going to be? When is a good time to make a move, if you make a move at all? And you're looking and you feel, you know, you're a little confused. We invite you to tune into Ion Real Estate with Dottie Herman, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here on AM 970. The Answer. I always tell you, too, a lot of people, you know, especially in entertainment, the ups and downs of entertainment, they go, I had guys in the entertainment business, they went into real estate, they became real estate brokers, and they're very happy. Maybe you want to be part of the business. You got to listen to Dottie Herman because she knows better than anybody the world of real estate. Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, proud to have her right here on the radio station. I on Real Estate, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock Eastern on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, Joe on the radio.
Okay. Did you see
the top headline
of the Babylon Bee right now?
I missed that. What happened?
O.J. Simpson excited for God to tell him who real killer was.
That's terrible.
O.J. Simpson has passed away from cancer at the age of 76. According to sources from the afterlife, the former football star is looking forward to asking God, who really killed his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson? I've been racking my brains for decades trying to figure out who may have done it, said Simpson. It will be great to have all my questions finally laid to rest. I really can't imagine who might have committed such a crime. At publishing time, O.J. Simpson's questions unfortunately remain unanswered after a majority black jury declared him not dead.
Hey, so where's AC? Where's AC Cowlings? Does anybody know? Is he still alive, this guy?
I believe AC Cowlings is still alive.
Where's this guy? He's the guy that knows everything, and he just walked and
he disappeared from public eye and still alive. He's 76.
AC is also 76. Yeah,
yeah.
Right, crazy. Hey, I'll tell you, I'm looking here. This is from the producers from Laura's show. Yeah, I'm going to stand by. News cycle is so crazy. Sometimes they'll book you. Fox News will call, say, could you stand by? And indeed, I will, just in case. But if you don't see me, that means other news is breaking, and we understand that. And I will, stand at the ready. Hey, Joe Sebelia, great show, as always. Great week of shows.
Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, we, by the grace of God, I don't take it. It's all you listening. It's all you. It's all you. And Al, we appreciate you being part of it. And Debbie Duane as well. We are here every single morning, and we feel we have the best show only because you're kind enough to listen, and we see the numbers, and we love you for listening every single morning, and we have the best guests that we bring to you, and we ain't going to stop now, all right? So we'll be back on Monday, but in the meantime, I want to thank Michael for answering the phones. Mert Roberts is going to podcast us out. Cara Fasaro, thank you. Make it a great weekend, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
61 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Drivers are being urged to avoid the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway in Brooklyn this weekend due to repair work. DOT officials say there will be delays, detours, and full closures at times starting at 2 a.m. Saturday morning, ending at 4 a.m. on Monday. Crews will be adding new concrete and reinforcing steel bars near Clark Street and Grace Court to help extend the BQE's lifespan. A Jersey Shore landmark, Lucy the Elephant, is in the running for best roadside attraction in the United States. A USA Today poll shows the iconic structure in Margate is competing against 18 other landmarks, including a towering Dalmatian fire hydrant in Texas. The 142-year-old Jersey Shore icon stands six stories high and houses a museum. Anyone can vote up until May 6th, once a day. Top 10 winners to be announced on May 15th. Wall Street is opening sharply lower. Stocks fell as major banks kicked off corporate earnings season and inflation worries persist. Shares in JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo both down after posting first quarter results. Citigroup bucked the trend after posting better than expected revenue. At the opening bell, the Dow fell more than 200 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were also lower in early trading. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.